This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. When you spill a drink on yourself, you're supposed to be made fun of.
No. At least it was a small drink.
No, it's true. It didn't ruin anything, I don't think. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We are live in Chattanooga. I'll need a shower when I get home. Got to give a big shout out to Randy.
He's a loyal. You know where he lives?
Where?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, why do you hate Alabama so much?
I don't. And by the way, what are they going to do against Wisconsin this weekend?
Well, Wisconsin, we were talking about this today on our show that you missed on video streaming, Mr.
Yes.
I'm so busy.
I was.
Mr. Nationally Syndicated Radio Host.
I was very busy.
Sundays, by the way, 6 to 10. But no, we were talking with Day-Day and Oren, and Day-Day, you jump on the mic, brought up the fact that Wisconsin, the physicality, nope, their backup quarterback is the quarterback. So that's not going to bode well for the Badgers. Although, let's be nice to those folks over there in Tuscaloosa.
Are you saying it's going to be a blowout?
I didn't touch it because I think the number was 20 or 20 and a half.
It is. It's a lot.
So I didn't jump on it. But
it's a lot for this Bama.
But Day-Day, you were telling me that the quarterback is not the starter. It's the backup.
Yeah, backup quarterback for Wisconsin is in, I believe, the starting quarterback. And forgive me, I don't have it right in front of me, his name. But I believe he got hurt in last week's matchup for Wisconsin. So, yeah, there it is.
Well, let me ask you this, though, real quick, before we talk some dogs. And we're going to get into this matchup with Tennessee. So is the pressure come off of Kalen DeBoer after that terrible loss? It was a terrible loss.
Talk to any Alabama fan. The pressure is not off.
It can't be.
Kalen DeBoer. Not even close.
And the reason why I say that is because, look, what's the standard now? Have Bama fans lowered the standard? Mike, here comes Wisconsin. You need a great showing
tomorrow. So was he 9-5 in his first 14 games? You know, it's funny. I mean, if you want to compare it to Nick Saban. Yeah, Nick Saban inherited – It was a Shula was coaching, if memory serves. I've got to go back and remember who the coaches were. That was a rebuild. I mean, that was from the studs up for Nick Saban back in the day. But, you know, for Kalen DeBoer, you still were handed the keys, if not a Ferrari, a Corvette,
with the
V8.
That's right.
And, you know, it's a pretty good football team. Now, a lot of people, it's funny how all of a sudden, have you seen this? Bama fans are crying poverty. Well, we don't have the resources for the transfer.
Y'all weren't saying that before.
Nobody wants to hear that. And I understand that Nick Saban got out as the landscape changed in college football. And I think we all understand why. But that's still not an excuse for Kalen DeBoer not to have his team ready to play Florida State.
Totally agree. That was an embarrassing loss. They need to show up against Wisconsin. But, Randy, thank you for being out here. That gets us back to Randy being from Alabama.
But he's a Georgia Tech fan, and he's excited. And we're just talking about Brent Key, and hopefully they're going to bring some physicality against a very, I would say, more vulnerable for Clemson than they've in the last 10 years playing Georgia Tech, right?
I agree. And more vulnerable than they've ever been. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We got to talk about some dogs. So Kirby's had a lot of success against Josh Heupel. Josh Heupel has a Kirby Smart issue. He can't beat him. even when his teams were supposed to be equal or even in many cases for the few times better. The last few years, that hasn't been the case. But, Mike, this may be Tennessee's shot. The question is, can he figure out what Kirby's trying to do defensively? Now, I know Kirby's not running the defense. We understand that. But he has done this since he got there. And the thing he's done, guys, is, one, their defense, Georgia's defense, has done an excellent job of tackling one-on-one, Mike. The Tennessee guys get the ball in space. Georgia makes tackles. You limit those extra yards. The defensive line has dominated their offensive line. This is one of the reasons why they've had success defensively. And then the other thing is, Kirby, they don't give up big plays against Tennessee like other teams because he gives you these simulated looks. I got the two safeties. Okay, you think we're playing a zone? No, we're not actually doing that. And, Mike, he's done a great job of confusing these quarterbacks. Is Aguilar going to be able to figure this out? Because for all the greatness and offensive mind that Josh Heupel is, his guys haven't been able to really figure this stuff out with Kirby moving his safeties and doing different things with the secondary that has given these quarterbacks problems.
Well, maybe Nico Iamaleava is not as good as we thought he was.
I don't think he is.
And how about, let me just throw this at you. I mean, and by the way, we talked earlier about this. I want dog fans that are driving up 75. Again, we're at Twin Peaks, guys. Exit 1 right over the Tennessee state line in Eastridge, just south of Chattanooga at Twin Peaks. It's not like we're just giving you every angle, like we do with the Falcons. We're giving you every potential outcome, right? But just bear with me on this. Wouldn't it be the ultimate irony, after all the hype about Nico Iamaleava, that Joey Aguilar is like the T. Martin after Peyton? That maybe Joey Aguilar is a guy that, again, he's already thrown for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns in 2 games. He's got 60 touchdowns in his career from App State and before he finally got to Knoxville. So I'm just saying that the Vols have got some injuries. Corners, we already talked about Ricky Gibson and Jermaine McCoy. We've talked about, you know, can they keep up with the athleticism of Georgia? Because you would think, after all the hype about the transfers, that this is where Georgia's wide receivers really do let things rip. And for all the fans to say, run the damn ball, Bobo, maybe this is a game where you let Gunnar Stockton air it out. But that gets us back to the under. Vegas really likes the under on this. The money's on the under. Do you think is there a chance this becomes a scoring machine?
No.
You think it's going to be the low-scoring game?
I don't see that.
That means some turnovers for Georgia then.
Well, I do think there are some turnovers to be had here. But I also think that until they figure out how to do this better, when you talk about – and let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. So Josh Heupel against everybody else, his team scored 38.9 points a game. Against Kirby, 14.3. His team averages 478 yards per game against everybody else. Against Kirby, 316. Passing yards, Mike. They passed the ball for 265. Against Kirby, 210. There is a diminishing return when you play Georgia versus everybody else. Why? Because they're taking away what you absolutely love to do. So even running the ball, they run the ball really well against everybody else. Against Kirby, 106 yards. Against everybody else, 213 yards. He has dominated the other competition for the most part offensively in the SEC. He hasn't figured out what Georgia's trying to do to them.
I just think that's the personnel gap, because I think you can beat some of the directional schools. You can beat the Kentuckys. You can beat the
Kentucky's not a directional school.
No, I'm saying you can beat the directional schools, comma.
Gotcha.
The Kentuckys of the SEC
that
are struggling
well,
right now.
Vandy used to be seen that way.
Right.
Watch the game tomorrow night. I don't think you're going to view them as that anymore.
But
the
point I'm making is, when you have the elite talent that Georgia has, the 5-stars and the 5-stars, they don't have a problem dealing with the high octane, fast up tempo stuff that Tennessee's trying to run. You can steamroll through the lesser opponents with that. Georgia's going to stop you because your athletes aren't better than them. But I will say this, Georgia is, if you're looking at the numbers, right now 3-7 against the spread in their last 10 games against SEC teams. So if you're looking for a trend, if you feel that Tennessee maybe can cover this one, I'm just saying, if you're a Tennessee fan, it's been 8 years in a row now you've lost to Georgia. We've talked about the perception that Tennessee is that finesse team you're talking about that gets manhandled by a Georgia and all that Kirby brings. Maybe this is the year that Tennessee's defense is even with Georgia's.
It's possible.
In the trenches, if not the secondary.
It's certainly possible. I just think when you look at this team last year, remember, Tennessee was a playoff team, guys. I mean, they went to the playoff last year. Now, the problem was they got embarrassed in the playoff game, but this is a team that won a lot of games last year. So coaching matters, and what I'm getting to is Josh Heupel's a really good coach. But sometimes, Mike, and I don't think – this is just me. Like, in this NIL era, I'm not going to tell you that Georgia has that much better players –
right.
than Ohio State or that much better players than Alabama.
But they're that much better than Tennessee.
The difference is coaching. It's why DeBoer and everybody – sorry, Randy. Everybody in Alabama is killing him. That's what this comes down to for me. And so when you're talking about, you know, oh, they got a left tackle that's 6'8 and 300 pounds. Everybody's got a left tackle that's 6'8, 300 pounds now. That's not a big deal anymore. So I don't see it that way. I just think, like, Josh Heupel, from a coaching standpoint and his staff, figure it out. If they're going to do what they think they can do. And for Georgia, Kirby's just sitting back in the cut like he always has and goes, I know how to stop this. You guys cannot handle what I'm throwing at you.
Meanwhile, some other games around the SEC. You had Arkansas traveling to Ole Miss. A lot of folks felt that Sam Pittman got a reprieve last year. Is Sam Pittman the second hottest seat? Or actually, no, it would be Napier, Stoops, and then maybe Pittman in the SEC.
Yes, I agree.
Sounds about right.
Yes.
But trying to see if they can step up. Arkansas feels, you know, Pittman just has a ceiling. You know, it's like you're going to be like maybe you'll sniff the top 25, but you're never going to win a national championship with Sam Pittman.
I don't think so.
And as much as you hated Bobby Petrino, there was a chance Petrino could sneak you in. In this expanded playoff format, you need a more dynamic type offense. Pittman recruits great in the trenches. He's gotten some better quarterback play, but you know Lane Kiffin, he maximizes the transfer portal and the recruiting.
Yeah, look, Kiffin's done a great job at Ole Miss. Look, and I, you know, even watching him last week against Kentucky, they struggled. I mean, their quarterback, who I like a lot, Simmons, he's thrown like four or five picks already, but they're still winning. But to your point about Sam Pittman, like that's you look at this Arkansas game and you go, all right, what am I supposed to believe about Arkansas and how good truly are they going to be? The one thing about Sam Pittman, and we learned this, I think, in that documentary, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, any given Saturday, Day-Day, and I think Day-Day watched it, maybe Oren did. But they did that first year. Georgia was not involved in it, but Arkansas was, LSU, Florida. And you just see the kind of person that Sam Pittman is. But, Mike, you know, as one of these guys, you just feel like, dude, he's waiting to be fired. You know, you just got this sense like he's not that guy.
By the way, and Kirby, as soon as he gets fired,
hire him.
Run. Don't walk. And get him back at Georgia. Because Sam Pittman, I mean, look, that was the package deal. Remember, it was Chaney and Pittman at the time?
Offensive
and
coordinator.
And Chaney was not very imaginative in our opinion. But, yeah, I think that Pittman, offensive line, the trenches, that's what I think Georgia needs if they want to get back on top of the mountain. But just, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Pittman can make a statement with this game. Meanwhile, we haven't talked much about this game this week. Talked about it a little bit today on the video stream on our pre-show. Texas A&M going up against Notre Dame. We haven't seen Notre Dame since they lost to Carson Beck in Miami. You buy in A&M to out-physical Notre Dame? Remember how great A&M got into the top 10?
Oh, yeah.
And then South Carolina bulldozed them. Literally, Lenora Sellers ran over the Aggies. So are you buying Mike Elko and A&M to replant the flag, or you think Notre Dame gets back on track?
I think Notre Dame is going to give them everything they can ask for, and I think I like Notre Dame this weekend. Look, you know how I feel about the Aggies. Same story, different year.
Yeah, but you're too close to it. You just hate the Aggies.
No. I do hate them. But every year, the hype surrounding how good they're going to be, whether it was Jimbo, you can go back to Kevin Sumlin. I mean, seriously. Every year, oh, it's going to be their year, and then they don't do jack. So I feel like this is a make-or-break game for them at this point in the season, Mike, when you start saying, can we take them seriously? I like Notre Dame, bro.
And we already talked about it in the pick segment last hour. LSU taking on Florida Gators. Florida Gators embarrassed by USF. Billy Napier making some really tough decisions. If you don't have the confidence in DJ Lagwe to really let it rip in your home field at Ben Hill Griffin, how are you going to do that at Tiger Stadium in Death Valley? I have a hard time seeing LSU not just whooping these guys. That's why I think Day-Day and I were jumping on LSU minus 7. You giving the Gators a fighting chance? You think there's going to be a whooping?
Man, look, I just – last week I thought they met a team – and I don't know this, Mike. If you watch that game, we're talking about South Florida. It's almost like Florida didn't take them seriously. And then they found themselves in a game, and they were like, holy crap, these guys are good. Sometimes you get caught up in these brand names where you still look at, oh, South Florida, man, we're Florida. Come on, man, dog, they ain't going to do nothing against us. And then you get out on the field, and you realize, okay, they're a pretty good damn team, and now you're looking at the scoreboard. They fought last week, but it was like too late. Maybe they come out energized this week. I just don't know what to expect.
And then there's a game at 4:30. South Florida takes on Miami. We just talked about South Florida beating the Gators. A lot of folks, we just heard the CBS Sports Minute last hour, feeling that Miami's going to just smoke South Florida.
Yeah.
And then the Cinderella's going to, you know, find up driving home in a pumpkin, leaving Hard Rock Stadium.
Carson Beck, he's been impressive, though.
Here's the thing, though. It took Odell Beckham-like catches. He was behind on a lot of his throws in the Notre Dame game, so he's got to be a little bit more accurate. It's the same kind of thing that manifested itself at times for Georgia. See if they can tighten that up, because he's got the cannon, but he's a little bit delayed. He's a little behind schedule on those throws.
It's crazy. It's going to be a big college football weekend, guys. We're going to talk tech, too. Don't worry. We've been talking about it all day long. Had a great interview with Carl Pickens earlier talking about Tennessee's aspect of things and just college football in general. If you missed it, it's online at odyssey.com. And you can subscribe, by the way. Dukes and Bell, don't miss any of our content. We got a lot more to get to coming up here. More on the Falcons. Mike mentioned it. The designation is the big word being used, right? Are they on the injured list? And a couple of guys are not on the list, which means they have been cleared, which means we think they're playing Sunday.
We're going to go behind enemy lines. Is that right, Oren?
We are.
Right. We're going to see what's going on with the athletic reporter for the Vikings, because they've also got their own injury issues, Carl, we can exploit.
Yeah, man. And by the way, what is the word with, you know, McCarthy? What are people saying up there? Alec Lewis from The Athletic is going to join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks, Steve Koonin, who joins us on Fridays to talk about all the things, by the way. And I know some of you are like, basketball's not here yet. Nope. But we talked to Steve about all the things.
He's a gambling expert.
Okay, stop
it. He's a handicapper.
Stop. Would you stop it?
It's by the way, seriously.
Don't forget, what? It's legal where you boys are.
Oh, this is true.
By the way, one of our listeners who comes up from Dalton literally comes up here, Carl, places his bets at the Bass Pro Shops parking lot.
Don't say that.
And then goes back to the Georgia State line. Oh. To Steve Koonin's point, more revenue we're losing.
I'm not going to say I know what he's talking about, but there's a delicious Dairy Queen right next to the Bass Pro Shop.
There is. There actually is. Steve Koonin, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How about them dogs? Everybody excited?
Are you nervous just because we call it the preseason, Steve, but the first two games against Marshall and Austin Peay were just so, I don't know, inconclusive?
First of all, I grew up in the Vince Dooley era, so I'm nervous if we play the poor ladies of the poor. terrible joke, sorry. I think that we rise to the occasion. We've had many years experience, and it's tough for our guys to get up for Austin Peay. No disrespect to Mr. Peay, but our guys, are going to do their job and get ready for a big game. This is a big game. 103,000 people up in Knoxville. It's going to be a lot, but I think it's going to, distinguish what we've got this year, and we're going to learn a lot in the next day and a half.
No, I agree. Look, game day is up there. They're doing all the pre-shows and all that. Heupel's getting a lot of love and attention, and that's great. But I'm with you. The reality is Georgia's own Tennessee, and until, further notice, which means until they win this thing
right.
with Josh Heupel, that's what it is. I agree with you, Steve. And, we've been talking about this today with Kirby, and, this pressure on Dabo. People are doubting what Dabo is right now. Obviously, Kalen DeBoer, that loss to Florida State. It's early in the season. But, when you look at Kirby and you look at the dogs, it's the one thing there's stability. I just don't worry about that. And I'm not talking about him being fired. That's ridiculous. I'm just simply saying, there's never, ever any talk because he's been so consistent, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a doubt he's the finest coach in college football, and I think he prepares his team as good as, if not better than anybody. And we'll see. We have athletes this year. We have a lot of athletes.
More than last year? More than last year, you feel like?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think we have more talent than last year. I don't think we have the talent on the defensive line where we had, you know, first-round draft picks, but I think young guys developing, and I think the offense is going to be a lot better than what it's shown.
Steve Kuhnen, guys, Hawks CEO and gambling expert, handicapper with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. By the way, do you think it's going to be an over or an under? Do you think a lot of points, or do you think it's going to be a grind up in Knoxville?
I think, you know, I don't even know what the over-under is. And again, 49. The Dairy Queen's delicious, 49. I think it'll be a higher scoring game just because I think both defenses are pretty young.
Yeah, it's one thing Kirby said. I mean, look, as much as we've talked about the offense not being as exciting as we expected, at least to start the season, this is a young team for Kirby, and he's mentioned that. I want to shift gears. One of the big stories, and because we're so immersed in football, it's not gotten lost, I don't believe, but it is one of those things that if we were in the midst of basketball season,
it would be a huge story.
It would be huge. And that is this Steve Ballmer story with the NBA. Now,
we can talk about football.
Steve Ballmer owns the Clippers, guys. And this week, the commissioner of the NBA had a meeting with basically the rest of the league's owners about this Kawhi Leonard alleged situation.
And he said, we're going to ignore this problem, Carl, and hope it goes away.
That's not what he said. Steve.
Well, let's be clear.
What's that?
There was a board of governors meeting, which has been on the schedule for multiple years. They're scheduled years ahead of time.
So this was not a specially called meeting for this.
Okay. Absolutely not.
So this was added to what was already on the docket?
This was not even brought up on the agenda other to say, let the investigation lead us to the facts. Let's not draw any conclusions now, which everyone agreed.
Until after the NBA Finals in 2026.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Really? We couldn't talk about more football? I got to deal with this? Go to the Dairy Queen.
I'm just saying there is a precedent going back to 1999.
What's your favorite blizzard, Steve?
What does Steve order at Dairy Queen?
It doesn't matter. I'm just trying to get you off of this.
But there is a precedent going back to the Timberwolves in 99 with Joe Smith. And we talked about the NFL with Eddie DeBartolo when he lost the 49ers because he was putting his players into, like, you know, real estate deals to circumvent the cap. And I would think that, you know, the Billionaires Boys Club of NBA owners would maybe – I'm not saying they're going to take Ballmer's club away, but the penalties when they do come down will be pretty serious.
If they're found guilty, the penalties will be serious and the animosity will even be worse. You know, right. The whole idea is we're partners off the court and we compete on the court on an even plane. And that's why we have all these rules. And boy, do we have rules. And we have a commissioner that has to, you know, keep guard and make sure those rules are complied with. And, you know, I'm sure, and I've heard all week, you know, there's a wink, wink or nod if a superstar borrows the, you know, the owner's plane or stays at their, you know, beach house in Buenos Aires. But that's not what this is. I mean, that's not what this is. And every day there just seems to be another drip, you know, that Ballmer's Harvard roommate and other owner of the team invested $2 million days before Kawhi was due a payment when they were laying off people. So I just think we have to wait for all the facts. In 2014-15, as you know, we had quite a ruckus with the Hawks at the time, which brought in our great new owners, the Rustlers. And the Wachtell Lipton lawyers did that investigation, so I was part of that with them. I can assure you this law firm will turn over every stone and then the stones, stone and stone again. I mean, they do a great job. So I'm going to wait for the results.
Yeah, look, and it's the right thing to do. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking to Steve Kuhnen. That's the Clippers situation, but it is an NBA story. And to your point, look, you're talking about the integrity of the league. I mean, like, that's right. The thing here. So it's not one of these, oh, well, it's just the Clippers. To Steve's point about the other owners and how they look at these partnerships, I want to ask you something because we have talked a lot about gambling. We do talk a lot about it.
We love gambling.
We do, and we're proponents for it. There's no secret, Dukes and Bell. Let's do this, all right, in Georgia.
Let's get it out of committee and let's get it to a vote.
But 13 players from six schools involved in gambling, basketball players from six schools were involved in gambling schemes. I only bring this up, Steve, to say everybody now is in bed with this, right? NBA is, the NFL. Is this going to be more prevalent as we see situations arise? And this isn't, you know, from the NCAA. This just happened. But they also banned three players who conspired in a gambling scheme and gave inside information and all this stuff.
Right.
Do you feel like this is the fundamental issue, and are we going to see more of it even at the major sports level?
Well, first of all, I think this is one of the main reasons gambling should be legalized, because we caught them all.
Right.
And if, let's be honest, guys, as we all joke, gambling's happening as we speak. Half the Georgia legislature will have a bet on tomorrow's game. Fact.
Yes, indeed.
Absolute fact.
Indeed, yes.
I know their bookie.
Right.
It's an unequivocal fact. But when it's in the dark, when it's illegal, there's no systems and safeguards in place. So what this has done is exposed the people who've been cheating, who've been doing this illegally.
Right.
Jonte Porter, who was caught in the NBA, was caught because the bets that came in were so irregular. There's
right.
multiple players that are going to be suspended that who knows how many more would have. Personally, I don't think player props should exist for college.
I'm with you.
And I certainly don't think player props should exist for people who aren't starters. I mean, some of these...
That's how Steve's starting to catch up.
I'm betting on two rebounds?
Right, but that's how they red flagged it, because who's betting on Jonte Porter?
Yeah.
And the point is, what we're arguing is this is happening regardless. There are college athletes gambling. There are people fixing games, you know, in some situations. Let's at least bring it out of the dark and bring it into the light and fix it.
Good point.
I agree.
All right, Steve, before we cut you loose, we talked about the Georgia Bulldogs. You have any feelings about the Falcons up in Minnesota? Sunday Night Football on NBC.
You know, it was funny. I was licking my chops for three quarters watching the Chicago Bears just manhandle Minnesota.
Right.
Manhandle Minnesota. Then all of a sudden, it was like somebody flipped the switch. In fact, first you had one of the great games of all times, Buffalo coming back on Baltimore 41-40.
Right.
And Minnesota came back two touchdowns. Now, I heard J.J. McCarthy had a child this week. So I'm thinking that he might be tired.
Distracted. Okay.
Distracted. Giddy over his last win and having a child. So I think the Falcons, you know, the Falcons hopefully will get up there and do business. I was impressed with Penix the other day. I thought he looked really, really good.
He did. He looked good. He's going to look good. We like our chances going up there. Steve, thank you as always. Appreciate you, man. Enjoy the weekend. And, of course, we know. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs. And y'all have fun up there.
Steve likes the under.
We are. Would you stop it?
What? He said it. His word's not mine.
Steve,
that's not what
Hawks.
I said, Mike. I recommended the Blizzard at Dairy Queen. Whatever you do at the Dairy Queen is up to you.
Fair enough.
Steve just told you, literally, you go 5 yards over the state line, you're gambling.
He did say that. Hey, man, we're coming back. We got the Falcon report. He's like, I'm out of here.
Don't keep Steve on the air when I'm doing this Steve impression.
We will talk about the urgency we need. It's week two. Don't tell me it doesn't matter. It does. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live in Chattanooga. Twin Peaks, come join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.